This is James Corbett, and you're tuned into CorbettReport.com on this 18th day of August 2010, and joining me stateside on the 17th of August is everybody's favorite dynamic duo, DJ Chris Gio and Cherie of TruthFrequency.com. Chris and Cherie, thank you so much for joining me once again on the Corbett Report.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back on, James. Thank you.
All right, well, it's been a while since we last had you guys on, and since then you've had some radio programs move around, and so why don't you tell us, just bring us up to date about where you guys are and where people can find you on the radio dial.
Absolutely. We're going out on AM and FM now. I'm not sure what stations are picking us up, but if you go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, that's our network, there's a whole list of affiliates out there. So we're picked up worldwide on the internet, nationwide on AM and FM, and we just have some of the most amazing guests. We've had Michael Sarian on, Jordan Maxwell. We've been getting on this kind of Anunnaki trip lately. So we've had Jim Mars, William Whitecrow, and just some really great guests, great casual conversations. So I think everybody will really enjoy that. A little break from the politics, because you have to have a well-balanced spectrum, in my opinion, the five-sense reality, and also the more esoteric stuff, because in the end, it's all about balance.
In order to even understand all of the politics, you have to understand the deeper roots of it, and to understand the deeper roots of it, you have to go for that esoteric, sometimes a little out there, wacky kind of stuff, but it makes sense in the end.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I want to get this in, though. My biggest thing is to understand who I am and where I came from. And I believe if we understand that, then we can understand finally where we're going. But if we don't even understand who we are, well, we can't understand anything else.
That's right. Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think there is obviously a bigger picture to what's going on than what we see just playing out day to day in the news. So absolutely, I think that's important. And in fact, it was hearing Freeman on your program that spurred me to actually get him on my program. So there's, always some things feeding back and cross-pollination like that. So
absolutely, you guys
are doing great work.
One of our favorite archives and most downloaded archives is the one with yourself, actually. I don't remember the exact date. I'm looking it up here. But just here it is, 2/18. It's been a while since you've been on the show, James, so you need to get back on the show ASAP and tell us all about your new book.
I'll have to do that. All right. Well, but you guys are on the Corbett Report today, so let's talk a little bit about what you guys are up to. So I understand you guys are actually going to be off to Egypt in December.
Oh, yes. We have an amazing opportunity that unfolded. Chris Everard of EnigmaTV.com actually invited us, and this expedition is open to the public. We get kind of the special behind-the-scenes tour, though, but what he's doing in December is we're going down to the Great Pyramid, and we have special access to parts of the pyramids that tourists typically don't have access to. We have access to the King's Chamber, particularly. We have access to the crypt below the Temple of Dendera. So what we're going to do is take an Anglican priest and a Vedic master and perform exorcisms in the same place where Aleister Crowley performed his rituals to summon 72 demons out of the Goetia. Now, I know this seems pretty far out there, but if we don't do it, nobody else will. So it's got to be done.
And you have to understand that these people really do believe in this demonic, esoteric, occult knowledge. They really do believe in this. And so when you have people that really believe in their cause, you have to fight fire with fire.
Well, absolutely. The Great Pyramid is a staple of Freemasonry. I mean, we see it on the back of the dollar. We see it everywhere. It's a staple of occult practices. So there's a lot going on there. And I've always thought to myself, there's answers over there in Egypt, and finally get to go for the first time in my life. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Right. Well, obviously, that's a very important location, and people might remember back in 2000 at the turn of the millennium, or what people were dubbing the turn of the millennium, Freemasons wanted to do a ritual of capping the pyramid at Giza, but they weren't allowed by the government or whatever. But it was a big kerfuffle at the time, but it was really interesting to watch that playing out, because I think a lot of people looking at that news story had absolutely no idea what the significance of it was, but clearly, the pyramids have some extremely important, not only historical associations, but also mystical and associations. So that'll be a really incredibly fascinating trip. And I understand you're going with Chris Everard?
Chris Everard of Enigma TV, world-renowned filmmaker. One of the first films that I saw was some of his films, The Illuminati, Illuminati Volume 2, Secret Space Volume 2. So he's somebody that I followed his work for quite some time. And this radio show's really opened up these doors to get connected with some of the greatest minds out there. And it's just absolutely amazing. I'm just more than honored to be a part of this whole movement, this truth movement, this consciousness movement, this spiritual movement that we're all experiencing right now.
So if people wanted to, A, keep tabs of what you guys are doing, and B, hopefully chip in to help you guys get there, where can they go to do that?
Oh, truthfrequencyradio.com. We've got a chip in up there. And it's not just for the Egyptian, the pyramid expedition. I mean, we fund the entire radio show by ourselves. We don't have any sponsors. The only commercials that we run are the commercials for the network. We don't ask anybody for money. So, you know, it's just kind of trying to ask people, hey, if you believe in our cause, if you believe in what we do every week, all these great guests that we bring in, if you want to help out, it's there for you to help out. A lot of people have asked before, how can I help you out? And we've always turned them down before. But now this is such a huge deal. We're going to take film right there. We're going to do on-site reports. We're also hoping, since we're in the region, to go to Rennes-le-Château, a couple of other places in the south of France. Chris is going to give us the grand tour once we get over there. We're actually going to stay with Chris for a few days, so that's going to be amazing in itself. But we're going to want to bring back all this video and all this film. And we also want to hit Rome as well, because there's so much symbolism in Rome. We want to do some on-location reports. So, of course, that's going to take a lot out of us, and anybody who wants to help us out, they're more than welcome to. We're still going to do it regardless, because this is what the universe wants us to do, and we're just determined to do it. So if we have to, you know, carry the whole expense, that's no problem at all. But if anybody wants to help, it's more than appreciated.
All right. Well, today I wanted to get into the topic of truth music, which is going to be the topic of the upcoming episode of the Corbett Report podcast. And obviously, you guys are involved in that. And I know that I've played a couple of your songs on my podcast before, and I've received great feedback from them both times. So let's get into a little bit about what you guys do and what you've been up to. And obviously, DJ Chris Geo, best known for Global Resistance and other, you know, incredible work that you guys have been doing. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music itself, and then how you transitioned into truth music.
I've been in music all my life. My parents forced piano lessons down my throat when I was 4 or 5 years old, and I hated them for it at the time, but now it was the best thing that they ever did for me. And then I grew up playing heavy metal guitar, and then I got into the rave scene, and that's where the DJ Chris Geo came from, DJing at the raves. I got to play next to some of the biggest artists out there, so that was an honor in itself. And then I just decided, you know what, I need to switch over to truth music. I started writing hip-hop beats, and I got picked up by a label here in Dallas, but I didn't really agree with the way that they were running their show. So I said, you know what, let me try this rapping thing myself. Let me put a little CD together, get my message out, and then once that's done, I can go back to doing my techno music, which is what I'm doing now. Sheree and I are actually putting together a new album that's techno, but it's got that truth message to it. For instance, we're working on a track right now, Sunglasses at Night. I'm sure everybody's heard of that Corey Hart from the 80s, but we're putting David Icke in it, giving it that truth music, that truth spin to it, but still making it fun for people to listen to.
That sounds awesome. Very cool. And you guys have collaborated before on Free This Town. Have you only done one track together so far?
That's the only one that's public that we've done together. And that's just got an absolutely amazing response. Hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube. People are circulating it all over the place. And we put that track together because I really wanted to strike back at Jay-Z and this whole Freemason thing that's going on in the music scene right now. I mean, the MTV Music Awards are becoming rituals, Masonic rituals that they're putting out. And what really got me is I was watching a preview. I was just flipping through the TV, and I saw a preview for one of Jay-Z's concerts. And the whole crowd was just in this hypnotic trance, holding up the pyramid with their hand and just kind of swinging back and forth to the music. And you can see it in their eyes how they were just hypnotized by this. And I said, okay, let's do this. Let's put this track together. Let's get it out there. Let's play the video backwards and just kind of symbolically reverse what they're doing out there. And with the listenership that we've gotten on that track, I think it's really making an impact.
Well, there's no doubt it's really getting out there in a big way. So, Cherie, what do you think about the way that pop culture and especially music is used to indoctrinate the youth of today?
Well, I think that the secret societies, they have a policy of every 200 years, they either go underground or they go above ground and tell everybody what they're doing and start getting people to apply to be members of these secret societies. And Freemasonry is definitely one of the worst ones about that. And the problem is when Lady Gaga gets up there on the Video Music Awards and decides to perform a blood sacrifice ritual in front of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that are watching this, then they're basically inducting into Freemasonry, and you don't even know it. You don't even realize that you're being involved in a satanic ritual. And it's very scary to me to know that they're doing this to our kids, but it's even scarier that they don't see the history behind all of this. And if you read Jim Mars's Rule by Secrecy, you understand the history behind all of this and the history that they do this. They actually come forward with all of this and put it right in your face. Every 200 years or so, they put it right in your face and get people to kind of be involved in this kind of thing without even really realizing the satanic significance of it. And we're trying to just reverse the spell. That's what we were trying to do with Free This Town, and that's what we're trying to do with Sunglasses at Night and all these other songs that Chris is putting together. And Chris is an amazing artist. He really is. And what he has to offer the world should really not turn away from or turn down, because he really has a lot to offer.
Well, you're an amazing singer. I couldn't have done it without her, really. I mean, literally. I had that album, Global Resistance, in the works for, I don't know, 3 years. I mean, the first time I wrote the first song was in 2006. And then when I met Cherie, she put the icing on the cake when we did Run This Town. And then that one just sealed the album, and it was ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, you guys definitely worked well together, so I'm looking forward to the new album as well. But thinking about from that point, so I guess what we're doing here is attempting to create music that can, I guess, undo the spells that that they're trying to cast through their pop culture music. So what do you think are some of the artists out there that are doing that these days? And I understand you're also involved with something called Polygraph Radio. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, yes. The guys, Chris Cowan and Mike Knarr, are some of the best people that you'll ever meet. They put together Polygraph. Mike Knarr is actually filming a lot of the We Are Change confrontations that you see on YouTube. So you see him a lot in the background. I mean, he's right there on the front line. That whole deal with Alex Jones and Geraldo, Mike Knarr was the one that got everybody together and said, "Hey, I know where Geraldo is. Let's go over there." So, you know, Mike Knarr has been right there on the front lines, and I hooked up with these guys. They asked me to go down and play a show in Austin for them. I went down there, did a little tour with Polygraph. And then they picked up our radio show and said, "Hey, we want to put your radio show on our website." And then they started doing other projects, bringing in live musicians over there in New York. Some incredible events that they put together. And they said, "Hey, Chris, why don't you run Polygraph for us?" And it was just an absolute honor. So we've been basically running the network lately, and we've got some amazing artists on there. Critical Contact is some of my favorite ones. Their name is spelled with a K. Critical K, Contact K, Payday Monsanto is some of the one of them. He's a genius. I mean, he really is. This guy's got hundreds and hundreds of tracks, and every time I watch him in the studio, I just go, "Wow!" You know, it makes me want to get better because he's that good. He just puts everything together, and just the lyrics. When everybody listens, they'll understand what I'm talking about. Heist Click is some really good artists as well. We actually use their song Watchtower at the end of every one of our broadcasts. It's just kind of become a staple. And then there's a lot of smaller artists that people don't even really realize are there, like Girl Gone, somebody off the Prison Planet forum. She sent a few tracks over, and I said, "Wow, this is actually really good." So we put that up on Polygraph. And of course, you know, you've got your other alternative type artists like Jordan Page, Amy Allen, people like that. But PolygraphRadio.com streams this truth music 24/7. So if anybody's interested in that, just go to that website. You'll always find something new to listen to.
Nice. So how did you guys get involved with that?
With Polygraph?
Yeah.
Basically, like I just said a minute ago, I went down there and did a show with them. And then they started doing other projects, and they picked up our radio show. So they said, do you want to run it? And I was, sure, absolutely. They gave me all the passwords, all the access and everything like that. And so far, I've been finding new artists, bringing them in, putting them in the rotation, and just giving a lot of people the opportunity to be heard who typically wouldn't be heard. We got a track that somebody wrote in 2002, and he says, this track has never been heard before. Would you mind putting it up on the network? And I listened to it, and it was actually really, really good. And it was way ahead of its time, too. It was called Citizen Rat Squad, and talking about how everybody's being kind of groomed to snitch on each other. And this was written in 2002. I mean, just right after 9/11, right, before the majority of people started to actually wake up fully. So it was really amazing to see that, and to get that kind of play here just about 10 years later. And the response that we get from that track is absolutely amazing. So, I can go on and on about this.
But the difference between polygraph radio and regular music is that regular music is obviously co-opted. It's obviously being funded by really bad people. And polygraph radio and its amazing artists are completely doing this from the sweat of their brow. They're not being paid anything to do this. They're doing this out from their heart. They're doing this because they really feel like this is what the universe wants them to do. And that's why we really respect them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Brap Allgood is somebody whose track we play all the time. So I wanted to mention his name as well. So many great artists, but you're absolutely right. I mean, when we did the tour with Polygraph, we didn't ask them. They offered to pay us. They offered to pay me. And I said, you know what, guys, keep it. Put it towards the movement. I mean, and most of the artists did that. I know Critical Contact, they took a bus from Minnesota all the way down to Austin, Texas, and it was like a 36-hour drive or something like that between all the stops and everything. And they came down, did the show, didn't ask for a dime in return. So, yeah, we're all doing it just because we want to get the message out. And, I mean, I'm sure that's why you do it as well, James.
Well, it certainly is, but I haven't taken a 36-hour bus ride to do it. No, that's that's dedication. Awesome. Oh, well, yeah. Absolutely. You mentioned that there was an artist in 2002 coming up with a great song about Snitch State before that really was a topic on most people's mind. But I think, obviously, artists have traditionally been those in society who can see further down the pipeline than most people are looking and see what's coming in our society because they're working on the sort of the cultural front lines. So being involved in that and producing this truth music, what kinds of things have you been involved in or where do you see this going in the future playing out?
Well, I'm hoping that more and more people start to wake up. I mean, that's the whole goal right there. And hearing all of these great artists, it's really made me back off a little bit from the music and start focusing more on radio shows and really expanding my horizon because there's so many people out there doing it. When I first started doing it, I thought I was the only one. And I talked to a lot of these other artists and they're like, oh, you do truth music too? Everybody thought that they were the only one until Polygraph started putting everybody together. And then we realized it was just this global network. But in the future, I'm hoping that a lot of this starts to go mainstream. I know there was one song that I could not stand that was played on the radio 24/7. What's the artist's name? I think it's called Soldier Boy. I don't know if you've heard it. You know, do that Soldier Boy. Oh, that's Superman. Something like that, you know? The most ignorant song in the world. And then the same artist comes out and he's talking, he's got a song called Third Eye Open where he's talking about zeitgeist and he's talking about being aware of everything that's going on. And what I don't like about it though is that it's kind of put in a very dumbed down kind of way. You know, hip hop, that's one of my major complaints with it is it gets people talking from a dumbed down perspective, almost from a grunting state. And you even see it on the internet with these kids typing. They type in this, kind of, it almost looks like a different language. And it's very ignorant, in my opinion. But hey, you know, if it's a culture thing, whatever. But I just see it as a 1984 newspeak kind of thing, dumb down the language. But anyways, I'm kind of going off point. The point is that even mainstream artists like this are starting to pick it up and starting to wake up. Trent Reznor is very, very aware of what's going on. He's written a couple of great tracks as well. And there's a few others. They slip my mind right now. But I'm starting to see it go into mainstream music. And that's ultimately where we want to take it to.
You know you're doing something right when the mainstream starts imitating you.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly. And this is getting picked up by more and more artists, but it is often hip-hop artists that are picking this up. I see the most amount of sort of truth music in mainstream sense coming from the hip-hop community. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because the people who are into hip hop are the ones who are really struggling and they really feel something is wrong in this world. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, one direction or another, but if you've got, you know, somebody who came from a very, you know, from money or from a very high upbringing and they go to, you know, the highest colleges and they're a member of Skull and Bones, they're not going to feel that something's wrong with the world. They're going to feel that everything is right because they're the ones that are in control. They don't care about the rest of humanity, you know, but it's the everyday people who are out there struggling, who feel the economic crisis, who feel the inflation, that feel that something is wrong. And that's the majority of people, and the majority of people want change, and they want real change, not this fake change that Obama promised, not rope and chains, which I think is what actually he was actually saying, but, you know, real change. And I think the change, first of all, starts from within. I used to scream from, you know, from the top of every roof with a bullhorn about there's something wrong with the world, and I realized that I was actually changing nothing. And then I realized the only thing that I can change is myself. And once I changed myself, then I started seeing the world around me change. And if we all just took that responsibility just to change one person in the world, which is ourselves, then we'll see a huge change happening. I tell everybody on our broadcast, the leader is staring you in the mirror. A lot of people are looking for certain groups to lead them, certain radio show hosts, certain speakers, but the fact of the matter is the leader staring you in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, and you have the power to change everything.
Well, that's a very strong message and one that I certainly hope people will take to heart because it's one that I wholeheartedly endorse. I think that obviously we are fundamentally creative and producing species and this is one of the things that we can do. I think there are so many people out there with musical talents or whatever talent they might have that don't generally think about how they might be using that to spread truth and spread awareness. But certainly it can be used for that. And you guys are one of the shining examples, I think, of people who are out there doing that. So when can we look forward to this new techno album?
I'm not sure. Something just happened to my mic. There we go. I'm not sure. We just started putting it together a couple of weeks ago. We've got a couple of tracks down, some tracks that still need to be worked on, but I'm thinking maybe next spring, next summer, it should all be put together. I've got a couple of tracks I'll send you off air, though.
Excellent. Well, and yeah, anything you've got, send it along. Well, very cool. All right. So I guess anything you guys would like to say in wrap-up about Truth Music or the movement?
The movement has a lot of problems going on right now, and it really breaks my heart to see it happening. There's something that I'd like to bring up, and feel free to edit it out if you don't feel that it's aligned with the purpose of the Corbett Report. But recently, we had somebody named Craig Fitzgerald out of New York, who's a member of We Are Change, come out and say that he's a 32nd degree Freemason. He actually did it on a documentary which was shot by the Love Police. So it's right there on film. And what really breaks my heart is that you hear him say he's a 32nd degree Freemason, and then with the same breath, he says, oh yeah, my name is Craig Fitzgerald, We Are Change New York. And I've seen a lot of problems going on with these big organizations like We Are Change. And I'm not talking about the individual groups. You know, I've funded a lot of these groups here by buying banners, you know, just little stuff like that, just to help them out. The groups here in Austin, you know, wherever, if anybody needed it, if I had some extra money, hey, man, let me buy you a banner, you know, so you can do what you're doing. So I'm not talking about the individual groups. I'm talking about the top power structure. There's a lot of problems going on. But my message would be, don't get discouraged because you hear stuff like this. A lot of times these people are put into these organizations like this as plants just to discourage everybody and bring everybody down. And, oh, well, you know, this group has been co-opted, that group's been co-opted. And it's, you know, we have to look beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, we are the power. We have the power within ourselves. It's an individual thing, and that's how we need to fight this. We need to fight this with a higher consciousness. That's the whole point of our broadcast at truthfrequencyradio.com, is to expand the consciousness, because we know the why, we know the who, we know all everything, but nobody seems to know what the solution is. And the best thing that I can come up with is a higher consciousness, because the way that I put it to my listeners is that if we all had this higher understanding of each other and this understanding that we're infinite love, infinite consciousness, we have the love and respect and kindness for one another, this new world order is going to crumble on its own, because they're going to write up all kinds of pieces of paper that says we have the power to do this and we have the power to do that. And we as a collective people are going to say, no, you don't. We're higher consciousness. You don't have that power. For instance, David Icke made this example, and it's one that I've used over and over again. If they pass a law saying that we're going to fine you if you have your garbage can out on the wrong day, well, if everybody puts their garbage can out on the wrong day, well, they can't fine everybody, and then that law becomes void. The people can get together and speak up like that. And when I talk about having a higher consciousness perspective, that's where I'm coming from. Being able to look at some of these laws and say, oh, you have all have to go through body scanners. Okay, well, how about this? How about nobody flies? You know, just for a couple days, that's going to send such a big message out to people. Now, me, myself, I mean, I know I'm not going to fly. I have to fly to Egypt, though. So I'm kind of in a catch-22 there. And I was talking to Freeman and off air, and I was like, so what do we do with the body scanners? He goes, well, if you want to go, you're going to have to go through them. But I'm going to make a scene while I'm over there. So at least I'm going to get a message out, and I'm going to, you know, do something while I'm there just to show people that I am aware of what's going on, and hopefully make a few people around me aware of what's going on with those body scanners. But I think a higher state of consciousness is our biggest tool right now, and we shouldn't let anything stop us. We shouldn't let anything discourage us.
Right. Well, some very good points. And certainly I think you bring up a good point that we can't really fight a collective ideology by getting into groups and groupthink. So certainly I never suggest that people subsume their identity in any particular group, because groups can be co-opted and they can be led and directed by COINTELPRO and other nefarious actors. So certainly I think people need to be involved with others, but to be individuals and maintain their individuality, which I think is another important point there. All right, excellent. And Cherie, anything you'd like to say in wrap up here?
Just that it's going to be a great next couple months for Truth Frequency Radio, and I'm hoping everybody tunes in.
I certainly hope so as well. So once again, everyone can go to truthfrequencyradio.com and stay up to date with Gio and Cherie. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me again today, guys.
Oh, it's been our pleasure, James. Thank you so much for having us.
It's been awesome. Thanks.